Well, let's talk to Mina Alami from BBC Monitoring. Mina, we'll talk about what jihadist sympathisers have been saying in a moment. But I understand there's been a recent bulletin from Islamic State, and they haven't mentioned the attack.
Yes, that's correct. They're Al Bayan Radio, which is also available online, issued its bulletin, news bulletin for today, and there was no claim of attack. However, this does not mean that the group is necessarily not behind it, because sometimes Al Bayan's news relate to the previous day, so there might be a change in the course of the day.
And what have people been saying online about this?
Well, shortly after the attack, IS supporters went online in very big numbers, cheering the attack. It appears like they believe that IS was behind it, or at least was responsible for inspiring it. And this appeared to be a coordinated online media campaign of scaremongering. So they hijacked some mainstream hashtags that were offering solidarity with France, like pray for Paris. Using these hashtags, they have posted a flurry of posters depicting lone wolf attacks, not only in France, but in other Western countries, warning of more to come.
And is it possible from reading what people say online why they target France so much?
Well, France has really had the lion's share in terms of IS propaganda, threatening violence and attacks. The reason that they cite is France's membership in the US-led coalition and the airstrikes on its territory. Now, obviously, there are other members in that coalition, but it could be simply that French militants in IS ranks are, you know, top the numbers of all other foreign or Western fighters. Also, the fact that it appears that it has more sympathizers in France, though there is more opportunity, both in terms of the propaganda as well as the attacks.
Yeah, and is it possible to sort of see efforts to recruit people from what you see online?
Yes, I mean, a lot of these videos focusing on France are themselves recruitment videos, and they are fronted by French members of the group calling upon their fellow countrymen, Muslims, to either migrate to IS territory or carry out attacks at home. In fact, recently, IS seemed to have somewhat of a shift in its call for recruitment, and its spokesman clearly said that discouraged people from migrating to its territory in Iraq and Syria, and they said they are better off staying in Western countries and carrying out attack on the group's behalf, because that was more of value to the group.
Mina Alami from BBC Monitoring, thanks for joining us on the news.